What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Yeah, everybody, it's The Slacker Show, and we have some guests on that are going to shine some light on this whole Gypsy Rose thing. Mm-hmm. I have to be honest, I'd heard about it, but I didn't know anything, and I've just gone down a rabbit hole, and she's innocent, and she's great. Her mom was evil. That's where we're at, right?
Yeah.
And you guys are just going to confirm that for us today.
Oh, yeah.
What do we have?
Well, we have a case of the media spin of a girl who, well, actually, she wasn't a girl. She was a woman. She was 23 years old when she decided to take her mother's life. Mm-hmm. But she actually spent 2.5 years manipulating an autistic man in order to get that done. So, yeah, it's a big media spin.
Why do you think the media did that?
She was the darling of Springfield. That's why I think. And I think that it would have looked really bad had they been really hard on her, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
There was already a preconceived notion of her in the community in which she already resided. And so, you know, you have to come up with some sort of defense if you're a defense lawyer. And the one that they came up with, that being of Munchausen by proxy, it just stuck. It stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we don't think it's real or true.
I apologize. There's also the fact that Munchausen by proxy diagnoses were a bit of a trend in the early and mid 2000s. And we have a lot of cases of doctors over-diagnosing and assuming mothers had Munchausen by proxy when actually the children had rare disorders that were discovered later.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And that's the case with Gypsy.
She does have a rare disorder that wasn't diagnosed until, what was it, 2011?
2011.
Yes, 2011. It wasn't even discovered until 2008. And
what is it?
It's a chromosome deletion, microdeletion of 1Q21.1 chromosome.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that's, she actually had medical problems when mm-hmm. she was born. She had strabismus, which is an eye problem. She had to have eye surgeries. She has microcephaly, which is a small head. She has scoliosis. The feeding tube was necessary because she wasn't thriving. So all of the things that we have been sold the narrative on of it being abuse was actually medically necessary.
The medical part of it.
The medical.
In our opinions, yes.
That's kind of do believe along the lines of a lot of the things that Dee Dee was doing was somewhat abusive, but it just doesn't really match up to the story that they've been selling
mm-hmm.
and to the behaviors that Gypsy's exhibited before the crime, during prison, and now that she's been out for a little over a year.
Yeah.
And I personally do firmly believe that there was emotional and mental abuse on the part of Dee Dee.
Okay. Oh,
I just don't believe that the evidence that we see shows the Munchausen by proxy proof. Mm-hmm. And that is what was the basis of her getting the plea deal that she did.
Yeah, but mom knew she didn't need a wheelchair. I mean, there's so many parts of this ruse. Like, it feels like we don't have to choose one or the other. There could have been
absolutely
some of the Munchausen by proxy, but also Gypsy was insanely manipulative.
Very.
Yeah. And so, we do personally believe that Dee Dee was a grifter and a con artist, and she did claim things that were not there. Mm-hmm. It's just that we also believe that this is a desperate woman who was grifting charities and conning and claiming things that weren't there because she also actually had a sick child she didn't know what to do with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if,
like
you
said,
are,
multiple things can be true. I apologize, okay. Amber.
No. And if you've been sick, or if you know somebody that's been sick, sometimes it's really hard to get a diagnosis of something. And so myself, I have been to many, many doctors trying to figure out what I have. And it's been 23 years and they still have not been able to figure out what's wrong with me. And I've gone through all kinds of medical surgeries and procedures just to figure it out. And they still don't know.
I personally have a chronic illness called POTS. It's postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. And it took quite some time to be diagnosed. And there was a point where I had fainted out of my chair in public and 911 had been called. And the doctor was frustrated because this kept happening and they were having a hard time finding a reason why. And a doctor said to me, "You're just one of those Hollywood blondes that faints easily." So, like, oh, if wow. you have a chronic illness that's not well known, it can be frustrating, devastating, years trying to get a diagnosis, and people begin to suspect that you're making it up until you get the diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. True. You've been told that it was all in your head how many times?
Yeah, and then they'll say, oh, you have non-Hodgkin's, or you have this rare Mediterranean disease, just all kinds of different things I've actually been diagnosed with, mm-hmm. and then they go back and say, oh, that's not what you have.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I want to get to some of the evidence you guys have. And I know you've got some different emails and stuff you want to share with us, but like, why? Mm-hmm. Why are you after her? Why? What is it to you to try to take this woman down?
Yeah. So for me personally, my cousin is incarcerated in Chillicothe Women's Correctional Center for 25 years for 5 ounces of methamphetamine. And initially, Alora came in and told me that Gypsy was in prison with my cousin. I had no idea. I didn't really know anything about Gypsy's case or anything, just the very bare minimum. So my cousin and I started praying for her because we do a Bible study every week. And so that was how we tackled it. We started praying for her and really being invested in her coming out and having a good life. And then Alora came to me a few months later and she's like, hey, she's wanting to go meet Taylor Swift at the Chiefs game. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
little odd.
Yeah. What I do know is that there was a lot of grifting going on and she was meeting celebrities. And I was like, maybe she shouldn't do that. And so I started looking into it and I went down a rabbit hole is basically what happened.
Yeah.
And, I decided that because I live in the state of Missouri, I wanted to document everything for the Historical Society for Missouri to just make some kind of project for it to just be there in case anybody wants to see the evidence.
And it wasn't necessarily for or against her. It was just to kind of see what was going on. And we're still not even like
against
trying
her
to hurt her in any way. It's just that we feel like it would be beneficial for the general public to have an accurate story of what's really been going on, because it just seems like the grift continues, and it did continue during prison, and mm-hmm. we have unfortunately proof of it. Some proof of it. So
mm-hmm.
For me, it's slightly different because, like Amber and Alora, I'm from Missouri. I don't live there currently, but I'm from the Ozarks. I'm from Southwest Missouri, where they landed after Katrina and where they grifted. Some of my friends and family were actually Dee Dee and Gypsy's next door neighbors in Aurora, Missouri, before they got the Habitat for Humanity house in Springfield, where the murder happened. So even though I didn't meet them personally, I really watched this grift of the community go down in real time. And there were a few times that I personally questioned things to my friends and family, such as the snow jumping video in Aurora. Whenever they were there, I was like, y'all, our legs are moving. And oh man, I got jumped by people who were like, don't you understand that wheelchair users aren't always paraplegic? They don't even always need it full time. Don't decrease the need here, and blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, I hadn't met them personally, kind of backed off, but not everyone believed. And it really bothers me that even after doing the murder, after getting the baby plea sentence and all the chances in the world, it feels like she come out and continued the pattern that her mother taught her of living off sympathy and grifting the public. Mm-hmm. And so I talk about her. I do donations from the money I make from my channel back to charities in Southwest Missouri and the Ozarks that are the type that would have been hurt by that sort of grift back in the day. They may not have existed at the time, but we're putting back into that community, my mm-hmm. community.
Mm-hmm. I think the craziest thing about all of this, because like I knew I'm very into like true crime, all of that stuff. So like I knew her story leading up, but I kind of drifted, no pun intended, as she got out of prison. And like I didn't realize all of everything she's falling back into and how she's manipulating and how she's doing the exact same things that her mother did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very distinctly too.
Yeah,
definitely. And it's like, you don't expect anybody that comes out of prison after being there for 8 years to come back and just be perfect and normal, especially because I feel like we can all agree, despite our personal feelings, that there was some weird stuff going on there. You know, it wasn't normal. It wasn't a healthy dynamic. But it just shows that just over and over and over again, she's repeating the same behaviors, and it doesn't really seem like she's taken any accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just worrying, and it's scary. We just hope that the other patterns don't lead to something more nefarious.
Do you think she accidentally got with this guy and then the plan began to form? Or are you saying she handpicked this kid who was clearly on the spectrum at a minimum?
Yeah.
And as we learn more about him, he seems at least self-diagnosed as multiple personalities. Like, you think she did that on purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in 2011, she actually picked up a BB gun, which she said in her first interview that mm-hmm. she thought it was a real gun, and shot her mom, what was it, 10 or 11 times?
One or the other.
Quite a few.
She chased her around the house with it.
And in her book, she actually says that she chased her mom with a dagger in one hand and the gun in the other, but she's in her wheelchair and she's chasing her mom.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With a dagger and a gun.
Well, that's another thing that never adds up is the fact that she claims often that her mom forced her to stay in the wheelchair all the time, but multiple medical tests show that she never lost muscle mass in her legs. There was no way she could have maintained that by just hiding from Didi and only occasionally getting out of it. Didi definitely, the wheelchair was a con. She did not use it all the time behind closed doors. It seems clear from the medical records that that would have been impossible to believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even just by looking at the crime scene photos, even if you don't look at like the really disgusting, tragic ones, you just see the state of the house. It was that of a hoarder, and there were no wheelchair marks on the carpet. There was just no way that she was going to be able to 24/7 be in that wheelchair inside of that.
Yeah.
Well, a really shocking thing to us, too, from the emails that we've read from the FOIA request is that Gypsy talked about how she left the home and met, I think at one when she was 18, it was a 50-year-old local man that she'd been talking to on Facebook. I recognize that 18 is legal, but I feel like any mother would be extremely alarmed at their 18-year-old going to meet a 50-year-old man they'd only chatted with oddly on Facebook. And so that demonstrates she absolutely had the capability to leave. And when she left with Nick, she stole several thousand dollars worth of cash out of a safe that Didi had. It obviously would have been very simple to steal that same cash and leave one of the times she left to meet men before the murder.
It doesn't really pan out that she was such a prisoner in the house, but was able to start a relationship with Nick. I didn't know about this 50-year-old dude. But it seems
he wasn't
like
the only one either.
Points where she wasn't quite the prisoner she made herself out to be.
He was not.
No, it even shows. I mean, there's a picture of her and Nick at the movies where, you know, she was dressed up as Cinderella or whatever. And who took that picture? Who took that
rumor
picture?
Rumor is Didi did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Didi was saying to her friends and family that Gypsy had met a nice boy. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about Nick.
Yeah, and he has said that he, in his interrogation, I believe, he said that, you know, Didi was a good mother and he doesn't understand. And in some of the text messages that we got, he's asking multiple times, do we have to do this? Can we just run away? Can we do something else? Mm-hmm. And she basically puts her foot down and definitively says, no, this is the only way.
And there's a video in evidence where Gypsy is talking to Nick and he says, and she's actually dressed up as Demona, I believe, which is one of her alters. Mm-hmm. And she says, I'm going to take the one thing I have over you. And that's Gypsy. Mm-hmm. So she was saying she was going to take Gypsy away from him.
Yeah.
So
sounds like possibly through unaliving that sort of threat.
We read in some of the notes here that there's some fetish we're supposed to ask about. What is I'm apprehensive to ask, but what was Gypsy's fetish?
There are quite a few, but the main one that we've seen in the emails is kitten play fetish. And there's actually this chateau there in, I believe, Denver, actually, where there's a kitten play mansion. And she wants to go there and she wants to pretend to be a kitten. And she says that she's a black cat with a white tail. And what did she say? A diamond collar or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. She also wanted to be the pink furry husky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that.
Mm-hmm. The shocking thing to me, though, was whenever we suspect scat play because she said she wanted to eat Ken's Hershey pie. Mm-hmm. Several times in each.
Yeah, which, you know, to each their own. But I think the most alarming part of it is that it shows that she was almost sexually attracted to the idea of the murder. And in prison, through some of the emails that we see, she continues to do this role play, which she says that Nick talked her into the role play thing. But there's this other guy named Dan who wasn't the 50-year-old, but he was quite a bit older, maybe in his 40s or
he
just
was
about
35
40,
or 36, something
35,
like that.
So before at least the murder, yeah. Older than her. Yes, before the murder. Mm-hmm. And he testified in court that she is the one who introduced him to BDSM and role play. Mm-hmm. So it just seems, again, not to judge, you know, to each their own, but it just seems like it plays a really big role in the things that she does. Mm-hmm. And she just tries to downplay it constantly, and I'm just seeing her as the mastermind in every sense of the word.
Exactly.
Do you think she stabbed him, her mom too? Or did Nick do it?
I think it's awfully convenient that she was cleaning up the blood naked after she shaved her whole body.
What? Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a choice for sure.
It was said that one of her initial early cellmates in Greene County, whenever she was taken in Springfield before prison, said, and you know, this isn't always reliable, you know, but they said that Gypsy told them that she didn't stay in the bathroom, that she did go in the bedroom and helped, and that she was going to get away with this.
Yeah, and actually one of the things that made me stick around for this case is so minor, but in the crime scene photos, next to her mom's head is a Barney plush. Now, Nick says that that Barney plush was in her bedroom, but somehow it ended up in Dee Dee's bedroom. And we're also told that supposedly they had sex after they killed Dee Dee in her bed. But if you look at the crime scene photos, that bed is completely covered. So
with toys, junk, everything.
It seems so, more like it was by Dee Dee.
Yeah.
Well, I'd heard he's left-handed and some of the stabs might have been impossible for a left-handed person to pull off.
So I have heard that, but I haven't actually explored that. Okay. But I think it's very convenient that she shaved her whole body and then went throughout the house naked to clean up the crime scene, which leads me to believe that she had done some research knowing trace evidence and things like that and went in there.
Also, how many times did Nick admit to stabbing her? Four times?
He said like four,
17 times that she was stabbed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he said he didn't count the shallow ones, but still he said four stabs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which 4 and 14, that's, or 17, I'm sorry. That's quite the difference, junk, you know. Mm-hmm. Even if there
well
are a couple.
we know Gypsy did a lot of research because she put dryer sheets and turned down the thermostat way down because she had researched how to slow decomp and mask the smell.
Yeah, and she was doing research on serial killers. She actually in one of the evidence logs, I don't remember if it was a video or if it was correspondence, but Gypsy talked to Nick about how she wanted to go run away with him and live out on a farm and have children. And then she wanted to give her, when their daughter turned 13, because he was the man of the house or the, I can't remember exactly what she said, that she was then going to sacrifice her daughter's virginity to him and that she would gently tell her daughter why she had to do that.
And it was 100% her that said that.
It was not Nick.
It was not Nick.
Wow. Mm. Has she ever been questioned about like that specifically? Does she have any response to that?
So her best friend goes online and spends like 16 hours on live a day. And she has said something to the effect of, no, that was Nick who said that. And
he forced her to say that.
She says he forced her to say that. But we got this information from Amber's FOIA documents where the law enforcement had to take all the videos they sent from each other and transcribe them. Mm-hmm. There are some videos from Nick that say that they can't be played, but there's none that can be played that say anything like that. But there is one from Gypsy saying that she understands Nick is a vampire and they're going to have to keep their kids away from society so no one will know, and that she's going to explain to their daughter on her 13th birthday why her dad has to take her virginity. Like, we don't think this woman should be online at all.
Well, and she also said that they wanted to go out and rob men, knock them over the heads, rob them. And then she also said that if any woman ever seemed interested in him or, you know, wanted to be with him, they would take that woman and rape her.
She also said in one video she was going to tie Nick to a chair and rape him with a strap on.
Yeah.
Even if he did have Munchausen by proxy, like, this is so past that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's unexcusable.
Yeah, and her people try a lot to say that, oh, even if the Munchausen by proxy thing, put that aside, who could handle living that way? And my response, I always get very frustrated by that because I'm from the Ozarks. I'm from Southwest Missouri. There are large Amish communities there. There are large, very, very conservative sex, S-E-C-T-S, you know, of religions where you grow up and people are homeschooled. They have to dress very funny, no media, that kind of thing. And no one considers that an excuse to kill their parents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid to ask this, considering how far gone we are already. Bananas. I'll just say the word.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
bananas. Oh, you guys just do whatever you're going to do with it.
What do you think when you say bananas?
Based on some of the furry stuff you've said, I'm frightened to death of what you're
there asking. Are at least two or three places that a banana could fit. And when you're in prison and there's nowhere else, nothing else you can use.
Where we read emails. She was so excited. She got two bananas for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
From the chow hall.
To take back to her room.
A little bit of DP, and that's that.
Okay.
Sure. One of the most innocent things about Gypsy, honestly.
Really? Honestly? Yeah.
Honestly, I don't. You know what? You're in prison. You don't have access to anything. I'm not going to do.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Well,
she didn't hurt nobody with that one.
Looking at all these emails and stuff, we've talked about a lot of the shocking stuff that comes out. Has there been anything in the emails that's been good, that's been like backed up the narrative, or has there been anything that made you go, oh, well, that's okay, that's interesting in the other way? Or has it all just kind of been shock and awe?
So I don't know if this necessarily backs up the narrative of the story, but something that made me empathize with her through the emails was the fact that you can very clearly see that her father and her stepmother were heavily taking advantage of her.
Mm-hmm.
They were just kind of, in my personal opinion, it seemed like they were trying to make as much money off of her as they could.
Yep.
They kept doing interviews when she was like, hey, I don't want to do any interviews right now. And then there was one particular time where her dad's like, listen, I know we talked about it, but this is only going to be aired in China.
No, Japan.
My bad. Mm-hmm. Japan. This is only going to be aired in Japan. So we sent this stuff and I'm going to put some money on your books. So I hope it's okay. And she just kind of forgave him. You know, she loves her father. There's also some implications that she loves her father in a very odd way, that you should not love your father.
They speak very weird to each other in the emails.
Well, she calls him
pimp juice.
Or pimp juice, that's what it is. Pimp juice. Pimp juice. But
he calls her a floozy.
A floozy. You know, I've said some odd things to my parents a time or two, yeah. But it's just really an odd dynamic. You know, speaking of Rod, her father, there was a specific email where he basically says, you know, your mom was a good mother and mm-hmm. nobody's ever going to love you like she loved you. And sometime, you know, he told about how he had this dream about her and she was still young and attractive. And he said that she was a good wife and he missed her as a wife. And then he was like, hey, you know, sometimes I wonder if she would have just let you date so-and-so, and it blanked it out because there are redacted names, that maybe this wouldn't have happened.
That's from her.
Nothing
dad.
About if the, she wouldn't have abused you, this wouldn't have happened. The only thing we see in the emails over and over is, I wish she would have let you date and this wouldn't have happened. I wish she would have let you had a regular life and this wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, I said, I have no patience with that. I know too many people who grew up in extremely, extremely controlled environments to think that's mm-hmm. an excuse for murder.
Yeah. And, you know, with the dynamic with her dad, that's also odd is they talk about his infidelities. And not in just a way where he's like, hey, you know, I did this. Like, she's kind of like egging him on and encouraging him to be unfaithful to her stepmom, which, again, that's
his
not her problem.
His side pieces email her in prison.
Yeah. The cookie lady.
Yeah. That's
his side pieces.
Cookie lady. And
from Canada.
Yeah. From Canada. She's a Vietnamese lady from Canada that owns a cookie shop. And apparently there might have been a 19-year-old in there as well.
From Tennessee.
But she basically mm-hmm. ratted. Christy, her stepmom, out to Rod and said, hey, I just want to let you know that mom knows about the cookie lady. She's been going through your messages on Messenger. So you should change your password, because snooping on spouses is what causes divorces, like cheating on
not
spouses.
Not cheating. Snooping.
All right. Well, we could go all day, Peters, but we need to wrap this up. So tell me about Crime Con, because like apparently... Yeah. We're all coming now because I got to hear more of this.
Awesome.
Is this just a whole convention of people that are digging into things like Gypsy Rose?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Crime
Con. Yeah, big names. Crime Con mm-hmm. is a convention where people who consume true crime mm-hmm. content and want to help solve cases get together. And so like JonBenet Ramsey's dad is going to be there. Chris Hansen will be there. Nancy Grace.
Ice-T is going to be there.
Which allegedly our booth might be close to Ice-T.
So, allegedly.
Allegedly. According to the map that one of our...
He's going to be talking about Law and Order.
So Military Broadcast Radio, which I am involved with, I'm the secretary of, is headquartered in Denver. Mm-hmm. So I found out that CrimeCon was going to be there. And so I was like, well, let's just have a booth. Why not? And then originally I was just going to use it to promote some cold cases and some missing people, mm-hmm. Because we've helped find three people on our channel on Into the Weeds.
Wow.
And there's some cold cases that I'm heavily invested in, mm-hmm. but it came to my attention that, you know, I should probably print out some documents and stuff and have them there for people to read. So that's what I'm going to do. And I've got USB sticks loaded up to hand out and just get the information out there, because it's not about the money. It's about educating people to change something. Because from what I understand, there's been around 23 people who have killed their mothers or fathers since Gypsy's crime.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There have been young kids on TikTok too, and we don't know if they were in a mental health crisis or actually being abused, who have posted TikToks saying, "Gypsy, I understand why you did it." Like, mm-hmm. it's stuff like this where we don't think it's good for her to be, for her job to be being online.
Yeah.
Or having a show or whatever.
Yeah. Right. Especially since she used the internet to manipulate an autistic man for 2.5 years. To pay for him to come to Missouri, you know, pay for his hotel, everything.
What's the desired outcome? Does she get banned from the internet? Does she get somehow put back in prison? I don't doubt that's possible.
That's unrealistic, I think. But, yeah. You know, at least publicly in the public eye, banned from the internet's good for me.
Yeah, I think just getting the media's attention on the real story and changing the narrative mm-hmm. is all I want.
Because you can't really control somebody from having access to the internet. You can try all the time. And even if it's literally out of their, they don't have the right to be on the internet, they're still going to find a way.
Yeah.
So it's not so much of that, but it's just, we see that she's making a lot of money scamming and grifting. And it's just not
lower the influence of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Because people are seeing this, young kids are seeing this and saying, well, she killed her mom. She was only in prison for 8.5 years.
And now she's famous.
And now she's famous and rich.
Wow. Yeah. That is such a disturbing take on it. But that's mm-hmm. legitimately what it, and she's so hiding in plain sight now. She's such a troll on the internet to anybody who's talked any kind of crap about her. Like, she trolls back so hard.
She's even got like a whole Discord, supposedly, where she's doxing creators. Allegedly.
Either she is or her community is.
Okay.
Her team of friends are looking up all of our info, trying to put it out there.
And they call themselves the FBI, and they all got tattoos saying the FBI.
Yeah, Brie is her best friend, and the best friends that follow her around and try to find all our info to dox us, they're the FBI.
Love it. Well, where can they find you? In Denver, September?
CrimeCon.
Yeah, CrimeCon at the Gaylord Palms Hotel, and that's the 5th through the 7th.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Right on.
Yeah, we hope to see you guys there.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.